so we got to principle number 8. Before we begin, some thoughts came to mind about some of the concepts that we were discussing until now. We were discussing reincarnation, how we learned that every one of us is part of a universal soul that is right now in some ways fragmented into all of our billions of individual souls, which are going through many different lifetimes, more and more completing our spiritual transformation, our spiritual development. We learned that every lifetime that we're in is divinely orchestrated to help our soul to reach its next level of spiritual development, until eventually all the souls, all the aspects of our universal soul have completed our transformation and are ready to go to all the magnificent divine experience that we are destined to come to. So in the Kabbalah, it's not encouraged to do all sorts of, I know exactly what they're called, like past life regression therapies or things like that to try to figure out exactly what we were in previous lifetimes. Because we learned that everything that we need to know for our transformation right now is right here and right now, is right in front of us. We don't need to try to figure out exactly what happened to us in all different lifetimes to know what there is for us to do now. The knowing that we've gone through many different lifetimes and that there's a process that's going on much bigger than we see in front of us now is an important part of the puzzle to understand what's going on in the biggest picture. But the idea is that we don't need to try to figure out what's going on with us in other lifetimes, just to know that we're part of something much bigger and that everything we're going through now is also connected in much bigger ways than we could imagine. Also, the concept of reincarnation helps us realize that we can't be judgmental to anybody, because we could see somebody that looks very, very coarse, not a good person, doing a lot of bad stuff. Of course, we need to, anything that's going on bad in the world, we're here to fix it and not to let just bad stuff happen. But as far as judging the person themselves, that person may have gone through already many different lifetimes, has completed their soul to very high levels, reached very high levels of unconditional love. And to make that final transformation that they need to make, they were put into a lifetime with very difficult character traits, very egoistic, very harsh things to work with. And their being able to work through that right now is what's going to finish their entire soul work. Whereas somebody else might seem to us that they're a very righteous person and doing all these wonderful things, but in the bigger picture, that soul may have gone through many different lifetimes and hasn't done a thing. So needed to be put into with character traits right now that are already very refined, just to try to help that soul to move a little bit. So making an extreme kind of example here, but the idea is that we really can't judge where anybody's holding, because everything that we're seeing right now in our lives is the outer stage of souls that are in the process of going through their spiritual development. So the idea is to try to realize that every person is a divine soul, something so exalted we can't even dream of. Doesn't mean that there's excuse for people to be doing anything that's not good, and we're here to fix the world, fix ourselves. But the idea is that we can't really judge the person themselves, anybody, because we have no idea in the biggest picture like what they're going through and what they're working on. Another thought that came to mind was that we were discussing about the 4 stages in the last section, and the final stage we're headed towards is the stage of receiving in order to give, where this whole process is leading us to be able to receive all the divine goodness in the ultimate way. But if all of our spiritual work and everything that we're doing is only in order to get to that final stage, So then all of our spiritual work is still rooted in self-interest. Right? Any spiritual work we're doing just to get to the place of finally being able to experience all the goodness is still really only that second stage, which we discuss, which is giving to get. So to reach the third stage, which brings us to the final stage, to reach giving to give means that we're attaining a state of love and a state of giving that is not in relationship to wanting to attain something from it. It's a state of pure love. It's only once we reach that state of pure love that we do come to eventually get everything from it. But as long as that's what's motivating us and that's what we're focused on, then we're not that's not what we're talking about, right? It's laying us out the biggest picture of what we're headed towards, but before to get there, we have to actually get to a place where our love is unconditional. We're focused on actually loving everybody and loving the giver of life without regard to anything that we're going to get. Rebbe Gottlieb, who's writing the material that I'm learning here and I've been very privileged to be learning with for many years. So his Rebbe was Rebbe Baruch Shalom Alevi Ashlag, the son and student of the Baal HaSulam. And I heard Rebbe Gottlieb say once that Rebbe Gottlieb merited to learn by Rebbe Baruch Shalom, his Rebbe, for I think it was 17 years straight. He was by him constantly. And Rabbi Gottlieb said that he never heard Rabbi Baruch Shalom once talk about the afterlife. Now, when I heard that, it was like really like surprising. Like, you know, we're learning about what everything is headed towards, how we're way beyond this physical material world, how we're eternal beings and what we're headed towards. The idea was that, of course, that's what we're headed towards, and the Kabbalah is describing it for us. But what's going to be is going to be. The whole concentration is what's happening right now. How are we connecting right now to all of the divine goodness? It's going to be so good we can't even dream of it. But the idea is how are we connecting right now? What's right now disconnecting us from the goodness? So here we have like this the huge spiritual master, the Rabbi Baruch Shalom, and in all of his learning of Kabbalah, and it was focused only on right here and right now and how we can try to connect and grow in this moment.